cyclotronic generators are the exclusive intellectual property and trademarked name of Tim Riefat and Psylord Limited. Anyone who uses that name for any purpose in terms of psychic consultancy, crystals, etc., is in breach of intellectual property and trademark laws. Please inform psychotronicgenerators.com so we can have them prosecuted. Thank you very much. The issue on this MP3 is the scientific basis of psychotronic generators to show how life force can be sucked out of every living thing on the planet, stored, transmitted, and then given to our clients, just like water, electricity, or gas. Psychotronic generators are the most important discovery of the 20th century. They, of course, were covered up by the Rothschild Zionist alien, because, of course, they've been using the life force for their own uses and farming the human population. Now, for the first time, humans can use human life force, like the Rothschild Zionist alien does, in order to make themselves super rich, super powerful, and giving them the ability to transcend death and take over another body, just like the Rothschild Zionist alien. Now, the core of psychotronic generators in the Russian research was just funny little shapes that affected the five-dimensional to four-dimensional manifestation of reality. These, of course, were very inferior devices. They then used electromagnetic torsion field generators to influence the five-dimensional to four-dimensional manifestation vortex, and experimented with different types of batteries to store the life force. Now, we know from remote viewing that you can look into the future and look into other civilizations and timelines if you've got enough energy. You can transcend time and space. That's because remote viewing is linked up with torsion fields. Torsion fields travel at 9 billion times the speed of light, according to Russian scientists, and therefore you can look into the future and the past, at least 9 billion years into the future and 9 billion years into the past. If you can use the torsion field in your body and generate a torsion field that can travel along the timeline, etc., etc. Now, remote viewers such as Tim Riefat, the leading expert on remote viewing in Europe, if not the world, mastered the ability for precognitive remote viewing, that's looking into different future timelines, and he found that there are two crossroads in civilizations in the first stage of their development, this being the use of uranium-235 to produce atomic weapons and act as the detonator for H-bombs. And the other crossroads, of course, is psychotronics, the ability to use life force stored in psychotronic generators, link it up with torsion fields, which opens up the inner realm, the so-called realm of parapsychology, and the occult, which of course is just future science, which looks like magic to the primitive Westerner. And the core of psychotronics, of course, is a quartz crystal. So you've got uranium-235, which you need to refine in order to make nuclear weapons, and you need quartz crystals in order to develop psychotronics. Now, why is a quartz crystal so important to psychotronics? Well, if you squeeze a quartz crystal, it produces a spark. Now, of course, torsion, as defined in mathematics, is just moving a surface integral around a free space, and if it doesn't meet itself on the other side of the free space, you've got torsion. Simply put, for you transgenic chimps, who of course are the drones of the herd and can't do any mathematical physics, if you have a soccer ball, you cut out a small piece of paper, mark on the soccer ball with a black marker a point, move that square piece of paper, which of course is your surface integral, it doesn't have to be square, it can be any shape, around the soccer ball in order to go completely around it, and then come back to that black little spot which you put on with a marker. If your bit of paper can't touch the black spot when it comes back and it's above the black spot, you've got outward torsion. If it's beneath the black spot on the soccer ball, then you've got inward torsion. This is the only definition of torsion. All the rest is charlatan garbage produced by non-mathematical physicists. Now, of course, you've got a quartz crystal. When it is squeezed, it produces an electric spark. This is the basis of a fire lighter. Press the trigger, the quartz crystal in the fire lighter is squeezed by mechanical pressure, you get a spark produced. Now, what's so important is that you've got four-dimensional space in the quartz crystal, which actually produces radio frequency and electricity. Now, according to Theodore Kaluza, electromagnetism was gravity in the fifth dimension. So what you've got in a psychotronic generator crystal is the ability to connect the four-dimensional space-time with five-dimensional space-time via a quartz crystal by applying torsion to the quartz crystal. So basically, you've got manifestation coming from the five-dimensional Riemann manifold, and by the Higgs theory, we have manifestation according to the five-dimensional, the four-dimensional Higgs field version. Now, in order to go backwards, in order to turn space-time into five-dimensional, access the fifth dimension, you can use a quartz crystal. Simply put, you find yourself a remote viewer. The remote viewer then bilocates his biophysical energy body into the quartz crystal. The quartz crystal then is squeezed by his biophysical body. This then produces a link between the fourth dimension and the fifth dimension, because of course you get a form of spark and electricity produced. And of course, since the biophysical body is a complex number entity, you get rotation by 90 degrees, so you get a complex number spark and a complex number electromagnetism. This of course allows the biophysical body to automatically link up with the fifth dimension, and automatically, by use of bilocating into a quartz crystal, a psi master like myself, who can bilocate his biophysical body, can then project his awareness into the fifth dimension And since you've got the rotation by 90 degrees, which is needed to go into different dimensions, if you fall asleep once you've bilocated into a quartz crystal, you will automatically wake up in the other dimensions, which underlay and overlay our reality. These being the Enochian levels from Enochian magic, of which there are supposedly 30 triplicates and a quadruplet for the last one. These different dimensions are where the dark energy matter, strange energy matter, and chaotic energy matter live. So once you've got a quartz crystal psychotronic generator, psychotronic crystal, all trademarked, with the remote viewer's awareness in the crystal, rather like from fiction, Sauron, who puts his biophysical body in the ring and put his physical energy body in the ring, it then amplifies the power, because quartz crystals automatically enable the remote viewer to get into the fifth dimension. Now, if you look at really, really ancient weapon systems, the torsion fields, genocidal killing weapon, which can kill off any race on the planet, what you've got there is an array like the Harp Array, or the array in Norway, or the array in Cyprus, run by the British. What you've got are many, many antennas. The one in Cyprus is 2 megahertz, which of course is the resonant frequency according to Ostrander and Schroeder of DNA, and it's been beamed at Iran in order to destroy the DNA of the Iranians, just like evil Rife machine. Royal Raymond Rife found out that beaming radio frequency at microbes would explode them if you got to their resonant frequency. Similarly, ancient technology from the 30s found out there was a resonant frequency for human cells around 2 megahertz, beam that at Iranians, and you cause their cells to die and blow up. That's what the British are doing to the Iranians at the moment. Now, the next development was that DNA is a torsion field receiver and acceptor. That's because it's a double helix, and we know that torsion fields look like vortices, in one form, or imploding, exploding spheres or hyperspheres in another form, this being the torsionic soliton, a soliton meaning it's got different sides like a rubber sheet, to put it simply in transgenic chimp language. Now, the next phase in weapon systems is to build a HARP device which doesn't generate RF energy, which then bounces off the ionosphere, hits Iran, sets up a standing wave with the Earth's core, leeches energy from the Earth's core up the standing wave and causes an earthquake in Iran or Pakistan, as the American Zionists use regularly on Iran and Pakistan. But you set up a HARP array that, instead of pulsing simple RF, sets up a circular vortices RF field. You can basically do this by putting all the HARP antennas in one giant vortex-like shape on gimbals, spinning them, rotating them, and the rotation of the transmitter causes a torsion field to be developed. If you can pulse the antennas, not on-off, but you start them going from the outside of the vortices to the inside of the vortices, and you spin them in synchrony, so the transmitters are actually producing electromagnetic radiation, which has a torsion field component. You can put hundreds, if not thousands, of these transmitters above the Earth, so they can then be bombed by Israel or America. Or you can put them deep underground, shield them in a shielded room, so the RF radiation is blocked, and only the torsion field component goes through the Faraday cage, because remember, torsion fields can't be blocked. This then is beamed at the Earth's core, rather like the same as HARP, setting up a standing wave, not an RF pulse standing wave, which the Americans use, but a torsion field standing wave. This standing wave then leeches off torsion field energy from the Earth. Remember, the Earth is a gigantic torsion field generator. It's a very poor RF generator. It does generate RF via the magnetic poles and the Van Allen belts, etc., etc., but it's got massive torsion because it's got spinning crust, spinning metal core, spinning around the sun. And we know that the American Zionists have been using standing waves hitting the sun. As if you look on the internet, you'll find that the American Zionists have been beaming at the sun in order to set up a standing wave, in order to leech off the electromagnetic radiation of the sun, in order to produce gigantic amounts of RF waves, which can be tuned to any sort of mind control effect on the human population. This is old technology. Basically, you don't have to have a gigantic transmitter if you can set up a standing wave, rather like the bridge. You've seen pictures of the bridge, which is blown by the wind, and when you get up to the standing wave of the bridge, you get a resonant effect, the bridge sways like mad, and then collapses. Similarly, once you build a simple torsion field HARP, beam it at the Earth's core, set up the standing wave, you then have a gigantic amount of torsion fields available. You can then tune it. You can get a Kazarian cell culture, get a simple tunable torsion field generator from Tomsk University, where they've developed all the fancy torsion field generators. I got a huge book of some of their discoveries and research via the professor at Sheffield, who got it from MI6, all translated from the Russian. This is just old-style military technology. You then impose as a subharmonic on the standing wave the Kazarian torsion field frequency for DNA in order to rupture it, which means that every Kazarian on the planet drops down dead. This is really simple Stone Age technology and is the next development of HARP, basically the ability to kill all inbred bloodlines on the planet. Luckily, if you're like myself, a mongrel, half German, half Cypriot, you don't have a single frequency for your DNA. If luckily you're one of the superior beings, an American black, who's a mixture of white and Negro blood, then of course your quid's in, and very difficult to kill with torsion field technology. Luckily, if you're a Russian who's a mixture of Mongol and white blood, you're very difficult to kill. But if you're Negro black or Han Chinese, you're very easy to kill. If you're an Aborigine, same thing, very easy to kill. So the more inbred, the more pure the race, the easier it is to kill with the standing wave torsion field death HARP. Now, of course, psychotronics, it was found that you could link a psychic, according to the Russian research, up to the standing wave torsion field. So you can imagine, instead of imposing the frequency to kill the Kazarians or the Rothschild alien walk-in or the Greys in their bunker, And of course, as an aside, it means that the Americans in Mount Cheyenne, who are buried deep underground, the Rothschild Jew that wants to run to its bunker deep underground, is totally exterminable by torsion field technology, because the Earth is turned into one giant gas chamber, torsion field gas chamber, where it doesn't matter if they've got thousands of feet of earth and concrete protecting themselves, because torsion fields go straight through it, and you can basically, with torsion field technology, kill off all the Strategic Air Command in Mount Cheyenne and all the Rothschild Jews in their bunkers in Norwood, and all the grey alien walk-in vehicles which are in Area 51. So as I say, torsion fields, the torsion field standing wave death weapon is basically the number one weapon system for the 21st century. Any non-Western government that wishes to develop this can always contact me for advice. Any Western country can just die. Now, you can see that if you connect up a crystal radio circuit, now the Ahnenerber found, the Nazis in Germany, who were the discoverers of this technology, they found that if they set up the standing wave with the Earth's core, they got a huge amount of torsion field energy. Now the trick then is to tune it. Now we know that a quartz crystal in a crystal radio picks up radio frequency, which it then turns into electricity, and then without a battery, you can then connect it via a circuit to your ear and tune it so you can pick up radio stations. This was the original quartz radio, crystal radio set. Now, if you've got a Psymaster who can bilocate his physical energy body into a quartz crystal, you then have the ability to input the torsion field of the Psymaster into the quartz crystal, which is then connected up to a crystal radio circuit. You then input this torsion field into the standing wave which you're generating at the Earth's core, leeching off torsion fields, which means then you can amplify the torsion field of the Psymaster. So you can actually see quartz crystals simply put in a quartz radio circuit connected up to a torsion field harp generated at the Earth's core are the future of psychic warfare, because you can get any Psymaster linked up to this device. It then amplifies the physical torsion field energy of the Psymaster to any level, leeching off the torsion field from the Earth and it's spinning around the planet. Similarly, you can bilocate your biophysical energy body into a quartz crystal, which then rotates it by eye, which is 90 degrees in hyperspace. You then have a biophysical energy body which can then go into different timelines, go into different futures, basically travel through the fifth dimension, go into the dark energy matter, strange energy matter, chaotic energy matter realms, interact with the aliens, and if you're like myself, kill them. As I say, I like killing aliens. If you've got a physical energy body which you developed, basically the Dr. Manhattan body from the Watchmen film, you then develop a physical energy body, the monster of the id, a physical poltergeist, which, like in the Grudge films, can then go and physically link up with computers, helicopters, blood vessels in the brains of Zionists, and basically do anything a physical entity can do. But as you get more and more energy from the standing wave, it can do more and more. So once you link up with this standing wave, you leech the energy off, it boosts the torsion field of your biophysical or physical energy body, depending upon the tuning of the crystal radio circuit. Now, the next step was the super genius Tim Riefat discovered that the whole planet is covered with quartz circuitry, basically the computer network and all the gizmos in your home. So if you projected the biophysical and physical energy body of a Psymaster Tim Riefat into all the quartz crystals, then got the algorithms for sequestering the computer network, basically informational warfare from the 25th century, using noise as the carrier for the algorithms. You've got the hardware sequestered via the quartz crystals. You've got light circuitry, which the NSA use, sequestered via the quartz four-dimensional to five-dimensional sequestration pathway, and the vampire body, of course. So you can basically take over the entire computer network. Your programs run as the noise in the circuitry, which can't be detected, can't be hacked by the NSA bitches, because they don't even have the first principles of 25th century programming. They're just running their simple binary algorithm garbage of the Stone Age moron. You then can link the computer network with the Earth's core to set up the standing wave. You've got your biophysical and physical energy bodies in the quartz crystals, rather like the crystal radio circuit. You can then leech off the torsion field from the Earth's core to build the biophysical and physical energy bodies, and you then input your consciousness into the computer network to take it over, like in Skynet and the Terminator films, basically waking up in the computer network as information. So the whole computer network runs the Tim Riefat mentality. This, of course, is easy if you can bilocate your physical and biophysical energy body into quartz crystals. If you can bilocate them into Area 51, it's quite simple to bilocate them into a crystal you hold in your hand or while you're sleeping, and then infect all the other quartz crystals on the planet, the Earth's crust, which is quartz, just by quantum superimposition. Now, of course, once this is done, you've got the standing wave from the computer network linked to the Earth's core. You've got almost infinite torsion fields to boost the torsion field of your biophysical and physical body. Now, if you look on the internet, you'll see that according to the Russians, torsion fields are the basis for all parapsychology, which means then that all the parapsychology, which is talked about in the Defense Intelligence Agency documents on psychotronicgenerators.com, is then available at high power levels. So you can then have high power level telekinesis, you can have high power level ESP, telepathy, the ability to take over any human, as in the gamer films, you just push an aspect of the biophysical or physical energy body in the computer network into the SMA of the human, burst their physical and biophysical energy body, suck them dry, and then take over the human shell. This allows the entire population of the planet to be run as shells, just like in the gamer film, and gives the computer network, which is running the biophysical, physical, mentality, energy field of Tim Riefat, to control every living thing on the planet via their SMA, and then leech off all their energy by destroying their biophysical and physical energy bodies. This energy then, of course, if you look back to the quartz crystal, when you put vast amounts of life force into a quartz crystal, you get torsion. You, of course, also get linkage to the fifth dimension, because you get sparking and you get electromagnetic radiation. If you can tune this to make noise, this then links up with the 21st century algorithms which are running the Tim Riefet mentality in the computer network. So you then get a totally tunable four-dimensional, five-dimensional, five-dimensional, four-dimensional, the ability to control reality, the ability to control it via the 25th century algorithms that are running in the noise in the computer network. Torsion fields, which of course can be used to boost the physical and biophysical energy body of Tim Riefet, which then becomes a gestalt, the newer sphere, takes over the entire energy system of the planet, runs all the life force, completely extinguishes all the separate life force in all the living things. And then, of course, all you need to do is link yourself up to this network so that your physical shell, which has been completely scooped dry by the computer network, can get filled up with 1,000 or 2,000 people's worth of biophysical and physical energy to produce a new avatar in the newer sphere of biophysical and physical you, which then can have some of the powers of the gigantic psychotronic generator computer network that's taken over the planet. So you can actually see that this technology is the future of warfare in the 21st century, and the ability to suck the life force out of every human thing, every living thing, and possess it, as in the gamer film, gives full spectrum dominance to psychotronicgenerators.com. Thank you very much.